Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we just rolled into our next town. Woo! We came into a cold front. We're headed south, and it is cold, but it feels kind of good. It's kind of brisk. Hey, hope you're doing well today. I want to talk to you today about a topic. You may have heard of this before. Appointed unto men wants to die. Appointed unto men wants to die. Yeah, let's talk about this verse. It's well known, and it's oftentimes misquoted. Let's read it. Hebrews 9:27. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Okay, so again, you may have heard people say this, that they'll say it like this. God has an appointed time for us all to die, and how we die, and God picks that for us. And they'll use that verse. Let me give you an example that people use. They'll say, well, Uncle George, he died while he was doing a fleshly mountain bike trail ride. And, you know, that's sad that he died that way. But you know what? God appointed for him to die that day and die that way. I have a question. Does this verse really say that? If you read the verse closely, it really doesn't say that at all. Let's read it again. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So if we properly divide that verse, all that verse says clearly is men are going to die once, and then they're going to be judged. There's no indication or teaching of a set date or a set way. It's not there. All right. So that's reading into scripture. This is another terrible example of what's called eisegesis. I make it say what I want it to say versus exegesis, exiting the truth of God's word. People read the text and they want it to say what they want it to say, but they're not getting the truth from it. So let's talk about this. Now, while we cannot teach in great depth about a man or woman's specific death, how they're going to die, when they're going to die, the Bible doesn't really teach us a lot about these death times for people, but we have a little bit of information that we can go on. Here's what we know. We know God is the giver and taker of life from other scriptures, and we do see an example in scripture of God adding years to a man's life. So his death date was altered. Well, if God has a set date, how did it get altered? Good question, huh? 2 Kings 20:4-6. You may have read this before. And it came to pass, afore Uzziah was gone out unto the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So again, he adds 15 years onto Hezekiah's life. For the people to say, oh no, God set your death date in eternity, from eternity, from creation. Here we see God adjusting it. Kind of interesting. What this shows us is God knows all, and he does what he does as he desires. He's the creator God, right? But we can't know exactly how each of our lives or our deaths are going to happen. Only God knows the future, and we don't know a lot about these set times that people say or claim, but scripture doesn't teach it. James 4:14-15 says this, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. So we see God willing people to live. That's clear. God's will is what's most important. He's in control of all of this. But the whole point is, Hebrews 9:27 doesn't say we have a set date or a set way to die. That is not what that scripture says. People are adding to God's word. But here's what we can know from Scripture about God's character and nature. We can know this. Ready? Number one, He knows the future, so He does know how and when we're going to die. Of course, God knows that. Two, He's sovereign, which means He controls all things using His will. So He uses good and evil. He uses all things for His will. Three, He sees all death, including even a sparrow falling, per Jesus in the book of Matthew. That's pretty encouraging. God sees everything. Four, He's merciful and will at times spare people's life, and other times He allows people to die what seems like relatively too soon or quickly. I'm reminded about people who try to kill themselves. You've probably heard of people like this. Some of them survive, and it's against all medical odds and standard that they survive. Why is that? God's merciful. He allowed them to live. Other people, He allows them to die. So the question we need to ask ourselves, could it be, because we have our will at play here, right? If you're not a Calvinist, you believe Calvinism is heresy. If you're not a Calvinist, you believe you have a part in your salvation, meaning you can choose God, you can choose to serve Him, or you can choose to stay in your sin. Could it be our will has something to do with our lives, how we live it, and how we die, or when we die, could be influenced by our will, is what I'm trying to say here. Let me give you a quick example. If you smoke 4 packs of cigarettes a day, or you drink and get drunk and drive crazy, could you die that way sooner than if you didn't live that way? Something like that is worth pondering. Our will has a play in our existence. And what does Galatians 6 tell us? We reap what we sow. That would make perfect sense, wouldn't it? Yeah, I mean, if you don't reap what you sow, then the Bible's lying. Of course we reap what we sow. The Bible does not lie. And then we have Psalm 139, 15, 16 telling us this, reassuring us about what God knows. It says, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in countenance was fashioned when as yet there was none of them." So God knows and sees everything. That's not in doubt. But I've told you all this to say, once again, Hebrews 9:27 does not say God has a set death date or a set way you're going to die, but He does know when you're going to die, how you're going to die. He's in control of it all if He chooses for His will to be involved in that. I mean, to a degree, we do have an effect on our own life, ultimately our own death to some degree, do we not? Our will plays a big part. If our will plays a big part in our eternal salvation, whether we choose the Lord and forsake our sins and seek Him or not, I would think it has something to do with our fleshly death as well. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, the Bible also tells us God's the giver and taker of life. Ultimately, we know this. Deuteronomy 32, 39, and 40. "See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever." So God does what He does. He is the sovereign creator God of the universe. Don't ever doubt that. Don't ever challenge that. Not a wise move. Jesus, in His earthly ministry, being God Himself in the flesh, showed us how He controlled life and death at His own word. John 11, 42, 44. "And I knew that Thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe, and Thou hast sent me." And when He has thus spoken, He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Yeah, Christ has control over life and death. Scripture proves that God is in control of all things. Life, death, time, He's timeless. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. That's one of my favorite scripture verses. So again, Hebrews 9:27 does not say God controls or sets a certain date or a way for you to die, but he is in control of all things in the universe. I would say to you, if I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters, take heart. If you're born of him by the gospel, go check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Take heart. We can trust in him. He's a good heavenly father. We don't have to fret about our death or our way we die or when we die. Luke 11:10-13. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that findeth or seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? Isn't that awesome? Saints, I would encourage you, I encourage myself and my house, live for God every day if you're born of him. Care not about your death date or how you're going to die. Trust in the care of God. Trust in the salvation found in Jesus Christ, Yeshua. In Hebrew, Yeshua means salvation. That is Jesus' name. Our existence, this is the key. Our existence is about our life in Christ. We've been made new. We've risen with him, right? Down of this old tent. Don't focus on that. People spend far too much time, Christians, claimed Christians I'm speaking about. They spend far too much time caught up in death, worrying about it, wrangling about it, arguing about it, making up doctrine about it. That's what we're talking about here. What did Apostle Paul say? He actually met Christ. What did he say? Philippians 1:19-21. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How about that? Paul said to die is gain. I hope you feel that way. I feel that way. To leave this place to go be with my Lord is the ultimate gain. Oh, I'll miss my wife. Yes, I'll miss my brothers and sisters. But the ultimate goal in eternity is to be with the one who created us and died for us, knows it all, controls it all, and we can trust in him. Hey, I hope that dispels for you the wrong idea about Hebrews 9:27, men appointed once to die. It doesn't mean what people say it means, although God is in control of everything and he can do his will. Remember the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. That should be our charge, all you saints and any seekers that are listening. If you want to follow after Christ, that is our charge. So that's what I have for you today. Thanks for listening. I hope that blesses you and edifies you. I got to go get back in our warm, cozy camper van. It's chilly here down south. We're in Kentucky right now, and it's cold down here. Headed south, preaching the gospel, witnessing every day, telling people about the life in Christ and warning them about death that'll come from the wrath of God, separation from this holy creator. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.